Welcome to the Penny Arcade Staff Podcast, and today we have with us...
Eric C.K.
Lydia.
And Travis.
Who are you, Travis? You're new here.
I am new. I am the newest member of the Child's Play team, and super excited.
Yeah, yeah. How did you get here?
I have been involved with the Omegathon since the beginning of PAX, and when a position opened up at Child's Play, Penny Arcade and Child's Play approached me and said, hey, we would love to have you. We think you're the right guy to fill this position.
And you've also been a longtime friend of Mike Krahulik.
That is true.
And on his D&D group.
Yes, the D&D group. I missed that. Warforge.
Yeah.
But I guess it's led to things.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about ping pong.
Table tennis.
I got what the
tennis.
Fuck?
I got
fuck you, Jula.
For table tennis.
Fuck you, Jula. It's whatever I want to call it. Sue me.
All right.
Table tennis.
Yes.
We had a tournament. How'd that go?
We had a great event. It was great. Lots of smiles. People had fun.
Yeah.
I'm quite content. We ended up having a pretty good turnout for the kind of players, for the hardcore in particular.
The hardcore bracket was great.
Yeah.
A couple surprise players.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody who was nationally ranked came.
Yeah, our second place guy came up from San Francisco.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Adam came up from San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we had 20, how many hardcore? 22, 28? No.
22.
22 hardcore and 55 garage?
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, it was good bracket, good spread.
Venue is great.
Yeah, the venue,
venue
was
amazing.
Giant, really brand new gymnasium.
Tons of parking.
Like, yeah.
It's just a really nice space.
Yeah, there's lots of you know, sort of fields outside if we want to expand in there in the future. You know, the AC worked, which is important.
Yeah, the thing we heard from people who've been to table tennis tournaments is they were like, this looks like a real legit, like better than some tournaments we went on. It was great. It looked really good in there.
Yeah, nice place.
That's all Lydia.
Not just me. Also, Carol helped, like, found the venue, and the venue, like, really made it just because how clean and new it looked.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to Travis, he got the tables and the ping pong, well, table tennis supplies.
They're not Jula tables, so we can't say ping pong.
No.
How many tables did we have?
We had 10 tables on the field. We only used 8 during the tournament. Yeah. Two were set up for free play.
Yeah. Because we didn't, we originally wanted 2 64 person double brackets, but because we didn't have that full set, we were able to let people play throughout the day, which was really cool.
Yeah. Have to figure out a way to keep that probably some tables.
Yeah, the free play part people really liked. It was a chance to get people over and just kind of
back
and forth on tables. And they played in between tournaments. Mm-hmm. They're like, you know, hardcore and garage people got together and played too.
Yeah, especially in the beginning, you know, because of the nature of bracket, we're trying to do 2 brackets at the same time. We had limited tables. Some players had long times between matches, so between games. So.
Yeah, let me tell you the headache that is a double elimination bracket.
An analog double elimination bracket.
Yeah.
We'll go digital next year.
The way it ended up working, because like we had like idea of how we wanted to do it, but in practice it was a lot harder, and so it just ended up having like a worksheet of each bracket. And like as each thing would come, each person would come in, you would like update this one sheet, and then you're sharing it with LA, who was the enforcer, who was like in charge of the bracket. So it was like there kept being bottlenecks because of this. But
there were learnings.
Yes.
There were learnings.
That's the first time event.
Yep.
Exactly. But it was just silly. Like we have this little sheet that we're just like sharing back and forth that like holds all the information.
Yeah.
Your lives are tied in.
Where were the free play tables?
If you come in the farthest back on the right, those 2 tables.
Oh, so
they were officially
they were 9
and
10.
They, yeah, they
nine
did and end 10. Up getting used.
Yeah, okay, we did get okay. Yeah,
like if there was like if a match got if something accidentally got skipped or someone hadn't played in like
they were practice tables and backup tables for when things started to overlap.
I see. That's why I didn't know they were.
Yeah, it helped keep it running smooth.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Does anybody remember who won?
Shav.
I was like,
to work on saying his name because I know that I know him.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm assuming that's the
hardcore.
The hardcore.
That's the hardcore.
Yeah, yeah. He won the hardcore.
Yep.
He won hardcore.
He was really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam won second.
Adam
and
took
Robert
second.
Got
Robert
third.
Got third.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, nice. Did Shav lose any matches?
No.
No.
No, he went all the way through without a loss.
Yeah. Nice. And what about casual?
Ooh, the casual guys. That was a great surprise group that came.
Well, to be fair, the casual winners were totally, should have been
hardcore. They should have been hardcore players. They were a bit of a casual garage band ringer. There were some garage band
ringers. That person knows how to play. He's even playing one of the hardcore people and just playing with him like nothing. You're not supposed to be there.
Yeah, Kiko like came to me and he was like, write those names down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the garage winner was first place. It was the Jays, right? So Jeff won first place, Jeremy won second, and Jacob won third.
Yeah. Mm,
that's weird.
Yeah.
Jeremy is, isn't he someone's dad?
I don't know. I don't know if I ever.
He was Amy's dad.
Okay.
He was Amy's dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
She brought him along just like, hey, you used to play. Come play in this tournament.
Yeah. She had no idea that he was there. So good.
I didn't know either.
And he was 50, I want to say like 57 or something, right? And he was out there.
He's wearing his jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah, he was in jeans and a t-shirt. He did not look like he was going to run that tournament, and he ran that tournament.
Wow.
Awesome.
The food truck that you got was awesome.
Malaysian food.
Was it Malaysian?
Yeah.
Was it Malaysian?
It was like Greek.
It was like Greek, because falafels are Greek.
That's how they branded
Malaysian.
Malaysian falafel. Malaysian Greek food.
And shawarma and stuff.
Malaysian fusion.
Yeah. That worked out well. Food truck system in Seattle is pretty great. So,
and then we had the Rockstar Table Tennis Tournament, which
the most underrated part of it.
Right.
Needed so many more players.
Yeah.
Just want to say that my boyfriend won first place on the all-around winners of Rockstar Table Tennis. So we got to play against four people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who got second place? Dave.
Yeah. It was fun. I think at most maybe we had five players in a, you know.
I think the biggest bracket was six. Was six, but most brackets were like four or maybe three. So we did in a bracket.
We did basically qualifiers. So we did a bunch of rounds of qualifiers each sort of an hour, and we had to build up to 16, I think, for those. Or could have supported up to 16.
Yeah.
I unlocked a lot of
it. I know. It's okay. They're not going away. We'll keep them.
Thanks to Travis and his hard work.
And then and at the end there was a best of the best tournament between all those winners.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fun. Like the Rockstar game is surprisingly complex, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, there's a lot of bits to it. So I think a lot of people were surprised by how good it is. Yeah, they hadn't played it before.
It's interesting.
Yeah, I think the hang up with everybody that I talked to, because people saw it and were like, yeah, I want to play, but I don't know when my next match will be, and I don't want to get in this tournament and have to leave that or leave someone hanging on time frame. So
yeah,
there's some
next year.
Some information communication schedule improvements that we will work on.
So
for sure.
Any key learnings?
This bracket is a bits
postmortem. So,
so
you know.
Yeah. Bracket logistics, I guess, or bracket.
Yes.
Admin logistics will improve, basically digitize, so that we can.
Yeah,
we can. We don't have people sort of manually putting stuff on the board, and we'll still have a big board so that everyone can see
what's
bracket,
coming.
Who's coming?
Makes sense.
Who's playing next is another piece that we'll have. That's an important piece, so we'll know. Okay, I'm on deck. I'm going to play in the next 10-15 minutes. I need to get ready, warm up, whatever.
In theory, that's what we wanted, but it just did not work out.
It didn't work out. It was difficult to do in that environment.
We had like a bunch of no-shows, which kind of messed up the bracket too, didn't we?
Yeah, like...
I think it was in the casual, like all of a sudden...
Yeah.
It was all dumped into
a
smaller group, and people were waiting around for that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Because that was obviously confusing.
Yeah. That's another thing, like if we do digitally, it'd be easier to track everyone and how often they're playing.
Yeah.
There was like an occasion once in a while that like someone had been there for 2 hours and still hadn't played.
Yeah.
Or one person in particular, I felt really bad. He missed his first. He didn't realize he said he was in the area and he apparently missed his first match. And he saw that he was in loser's bracket and then like he missed his second match.
Yeah, bumped out of the loser bracket.
That's kind of his fault. Pay attention, Jesus.
He was like, but he said that he was standing like right in front of the bracket the whole time.
Hmm.
So we tried to figure out a way. We found like another double elimination, a loser's bracket game that like someone had no-showed that we stuck him in. And for a second, he almost won.
Yeah, even just a relay speaker outside. Maybe, yeah, if we could figure that part out.
The announcements were hard to hear.
I was announcing, I got the gym, and then I would run out to the food truck line and then run out to the table where everybody's eating and come back in, and it was time to make a whole
group announcement. We talked about doing originally getting everyone's number and having a system where it texts you, you know, 15 minutes before your match or whatever. That would help.
That fell through.
I mean, they must have some sort of intercom system, I would think, built in.
They do. They had an AV system. I don't know what the... I mean, obviously outside there's like, almost not professional, but there's nice fields. There's probably intercoms out there, but I don't know. I mean, we could easily put a speaker outside if we wanted. Like, that's something we can set up, but we just didn't plan on it. So.
Yeah.
We have exciting ideas in place of Rockstar.
Yeah, like what? Wii table tennis?
Well, I don't know about in place. Like, I think the Rockstar's cool, but like, there's a lot of there's a lot of VR games coming out, table tennis games or table tennis like games.
Yeah, I saw some of those.
And you know, by next year they'll be even more, and they'll be really well established. So we'll have time to. This time it was too much to try to. Some of them aren't very good at the physics.
Sure. Yeah.
So. Next year, we'll hopefully be able to incorporate that and have some sort of VR tournament.
An opportunity for people to test that out. Yeah,
which will be cool.
It's a Pong tournament.
A Pong tournament?
yeah.
A classic.
Everybody knows how to play that game.
Yeah.
Pretty easy.
Yeah.
One of the ideas was breaking the bracket into a morning and afternoon. So that's a thing we'll look at and see if we can do a morning bracket and an afternoon bracket.
Yeah,
makes sense.
When the original plan was made, like this, a day was supposed to take start at 11 and go till 9 p.m. Which, as we actually lived it, that's a really long day. To play some table tennis.
Yeah,
And it left a lot of people sitting around.
Yeah.
I think Shav went 2 hours or something without a game because he just won, and then we had to work our way through the loser's bracket to get somebody to play him again.
Yeah.
I like seeing him just like chilling out with his table tennis bag, just patiently waiting. Though he apparently told Jeff that this was probably like he apparently goes to table tennis events like every weekend, and he said that ours was one of the most enjoyable that he's ever been to.
Every weekend, I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Yeah, I didn't know either. But we have a kind of pro who really liked our event.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
And he walked away with a really cool trophy.
Yeah, everybody said really good things about it. I think it went really well.
They went really well. People had fun, like I said.
You like your new merch?
Yeah, we got all kinds of new merch we sold. We had water bottles and shirts and... Sport top water bottles, not like those common PAX water bottles.
That's right. The shirt design is great.
Nice towels, not bath towels, sports towels.
Like microfiber.
Those are deceivingly
and wristbands and
absorbent.
Headbands, right?
Yeah.
Wristbands and headbands. Sweatbands.
Sweatband set. We will have all that at PAX West. So,
oh, really?
We'll have the pen there.
We had some extras. So, we're going to.
Just in the merch booth or where?
Yeah. We're going to have a merch booth.
Child's Play.
Yeah. Not at the regular merch booth. At Child's Play booth on the map. Fourth floor, north lobby.
Good to know.
We'll have a pin. We had a pin there. Penny pin. We'll have our pin at West as well. So.
And our hoodies will be there.
People already know that, but our hoodies will be there, hopefully.
It's a limited edition pin?
It
is a 2016 pin.
It is a 2016 pin. Not likely to ever reprint it again.
But
it's not a LE brand.
More like a common pin. So you're probably not going to run out.
I don't think we will. We didn't run out at the event, but obviously there was fewer people.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll run out at PAX, but we'll see.
There's the challenge. You heard it. Make us run out of pens.
Make us run out of pens. We would love it. And we'll have some at Oz as well for you Aussies. So we're not going to have a booth there. It'll be probably Travis and I sort of tweeting or scheduling some time that, hey, we're going to be in the cube room selling some stuff.
Make like a lemonade stand. Exactly. Take some cardboard and make a makeshift booth.
It'll be very casual.
Child's Play booth.
It'd be even cooler.
But we'll have a little bit of merch there. We've already set it on the boat, so it's on its way there. So
Eat.
Are you bringing the slap bracelets?
There are
booths.
We've got
bracelets. We got some water bottles. We got some pens.
Yeah.
Bras.
Yeah.
For all those cool kids that got to come to, who went to the event, your entrance, your badge essentially was a slap bracelet.
Yeah.
Which was really cool to see in action.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it worked pretty well.
It was Robert's brainchild.
Any other upcoming Child's Play? thingamajigs?
So, you know, we're rapidly approaching the holidays. So for those of you that are crafty or have access to unique game memorabilia things, start thinking about auction items.
Yeah.
We'll do a post probably in the next month-ish. Maybe after PAX, certainly not before PAX.
Not before PAX, yeah.
About how you can reach out to us and submit your items.
Yeah, now's your time to start making your stuff.
Yeah.
And we're starting to get
crochet a Snuggie or something, you know?
Snuggie. Requests from people to see if Amazon wish lists are updated. We're gonna work on getting all the hospital wish lists updated. That's coming in.
Yeah, the crafted items for the dinner auction always go well. Those are
people's
always hot items.
Yeah.
Things that people spend time on. Yeah.
Yeah.
So love that. Desert Bus for Hope is coming up. One of our biggest, our biggest community fundraiser. Tune into them as well. They do their own fabulous stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got, we just wrapped up our GGB tours for 2016, and we'll be starting to look and find new hospitals to go visit.
Yeah.
And
we visited 30 hospitals and brought joy and hope to kids all across the nation. In fact, actually, international as well.
We did international as well.
So.
Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Canada. But we'll hopefully at some point be able to do other countries, but Canada was the closest and easiest to sort of experiment with sending some stuff across the border and dealing with that kind of additional logistics. So,
Mexico's not very far. You could do that.
We don't actually have a hospital in Mexico right now.
Hospitals in Mexico. Interesting. If you know any hospitals in Mexico,
tell them to us.
We would love to have one. You know, it's
the hole.
We always wait for them to approach us. So yeah, we would love to have one.
You guys are willing to let me help if you help on next year's table tennis event. I'll be more than happy to assist.
I think
you did an amazing enough job that we'll take you back.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes. We'll put you in charge of all of the bracket stuff.
Yeah, you get to do all brackets.
We'll handle the rest.
You get the shitty job.
What did I say that for?
You heard it here first, people. Lydia's on brackets.
So how are you getting acclimated to your new environment, Travis?
I'm really enjoying it. Eric is an awesome partner to work with, and it's been great to get in on. I got to make 5 of the GGB stops. So I got to do Portland, which was fun. I'm from outside of Portland. It was fun to go back and see my old stomping ground. And then got to go do a week-long trip in Ohio and see 3 hospitals in Ohio in a rainstorm and thunder and lightning. I saw more thunder and lightning in 1.5 hour than I think I've seen in my entire life. Wow. Midwest storms are crazy.
Yeah.
You ever find yourself compelled to like teach a math lesson?
Not quite yet. In the hospital. Hey, kids. No, but I was a teacher for 13 years before I moved in. So it's been a lot of fun for me to go into the hospitals and see, on top of how they're putting all the resources that we give them with Child's Play to work, see what their school setups are to help kids stay on track while they're in there.
I guess they have to have some sort of mini school.
Kids can be in there for a long time and to make sure they're not falling behind in school. It was really neat to see. Everybody kind of has their programs and how they have that put together.
Do they have like a classroom even?
Some of them have classrooms. Yeah, some of them have tutors that go visit kids in the room.
Depends on the size of the hospital.
I would have never known this.
Yeah.
Have teachers employed by the hospital. Some have teachers employed by the city's school district that then their job is to work in the hospital. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was neat to see. But no math lessons.
Wow. Not yet. Many hospitals to come.
That's
in
right.
In the future.
That'll be our selling GGB thing. Hey, get a free math lesson.
You know, you're helping out, right?
That's right.
Taking a load off one of the teachers. It's useful.
Figure for a day.
Yeah. All right. If you have any questions or topics you would like us to discuss, please email podcast@penny-arcade.com.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.